general and physical qualifications drivers must meet. To operate a commercial tractor-trailer rig, drivers must meet both general and physical qualifications as mandated by the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration, or FMCSA, in the United States. These qualifications are designed to ensure that commercial drivers are physically fit and capable of safely operating large vehicles on the road. The qualifications include general qualifications, age requirement. In the United States, drivers must be at least 21 years old to operate a commercial tractor-trailer rig across state lines. However, some states allow drivers as young as 18 to operate within state boundaries. Commercial driver's license. Drivers must possess a valid commercial driver's license or CDL with the appropriate class and endorsements for the type of vehicle they are operating. The specific CDL requirements vary by state, but generally include written and skills tests. Medical certification. Drivers must obtain and maintain a valid medical examiner's certificate, commonly known as a DOT physical, issued by a certified medical examiner. This certificate confirms that the driver meets the medical qualifications necessary for commercial driving. It includes a vision test, hearing test, and a review of the driver's medical history. Safety record. Drivers must maintain a good safety record and be free from disqualifying violations and offenses. This includes compliance with hours of service regulations, alcohol and drug prohibitions, and safe driving practices. Physical qualifications. Vision. Drivers must have adequate vision in both eyes, as well as the ability to distinguish between red, green, and amber colors. Corrective lenses are allowed, but the vision must meet minimum standards. Hearing. Drivers must be able to hear a forced whisper at a distance of at least 5 feet without the use of a hearing aid. The use of hearing aids is generally permitted, as long as they do not impair the driver's ability to hear and respond to auditory signals. Blood pressure. Drivers must have blood pressure within an acceptable range, typically not exceeding 140 over 90. Drivers with blood pressure over these limits may be temporarily disqualified and required to provide documentation of controlled blood pressure. Diabetes. Drivers with diabetes can obtain medical certification if they meet certain requirements, including demonstrating stable blood sugar control and the absence of complications. Seizure disorders. Drivers with a history of seizures can obtain certification if they meet certain criteria and have been seizure-free for a specified period. Mental health. Drivers must not have a mental health condition that impairs their ability to operate a commercial vehicle safely. Some conditions may require periodic evaluation and clearance by a mental health professional. Other medical conditions, certain medical conditions, or the use of specific medications may require additional evaluation and clearance by a medical examiner. It's important to note that these requirements can vary by country, and the specific regulations may be subject to change. Drivers should check with their local DMV or equivalent agency for the most up-to-date information regarding CDL and medical certification requirements in their jurisdiction. Additionally, regular medical examinations are required to maintain a valid CDL, and drivers must be vigilant about keeping their certifications up to date.